Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Epiphany Radio, the Real Entertainment Network.
Your number one hit station in town.
This is Radio.
Your number one hit station.
This is Sonny, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
First off, I'm second to none, that's facts. Add another reason to hate me to your stacks. I'm the last living Gigo and Sheik with dope stacks. Dog, I'm the alphabet Sheik for your pack. I'm a class, magna cum laude. Your boy won't collab, he gon' have to bring it down. Sick of that murder, every matcha I'm espousing. Pin stroke, put him down under like a mouse. Trying to picture my lost homeboy, please your vision is low. Check the cemetery, swear I keep my victories low. Body after body, still ain't got the officials involved. Cause what I'm cooking got him shook up with my mission and stuff. Okay, I dig, I figured you wouldn't understand that. Got your mingus religion cause I do up a hand sign. Illuminati cause I use a mudra on the grand prime. Who was sleeping, the obsolescence just like a landline. Oh,
I said what I said, you can hold that. It's a damn shame they think I'ma hold back. You rap this whole set, I'ma hold stack. The pipe down, let me sound off. Them got a dark past, that's why I shine rather marvelous. Got naysayers when they hollering with a spark glass. Nitro fill to the rim of a shot glass. Waiting for your movement to push me over the sharp edge. I'm a sonic representation of dark matter. Any space I rock where the media and stars gather. I got hard data, verifying my regards for the bar battle. At the heart of the game, a bomb from the charge battle. Say less, self-esteem showing. I got them triggered cause it's zero whistle in my theme song. Trying to put the queens on with the service in my stream song. Arenas with the MG sticking the wings on. Look, you big man, what that feel like? Wrapped over my logic, holding down the crown with spear tight. Second over the globe, the homie caught a spear height. The literary luminary, not a peer sight. I said what I said, and you can hold that. It's a damn shame they think I'ma hold back. You rap this whole set, I'ma hold stack. The pipe down, let me sound off.
Time, I know it's new too. Been a long time coming, hate the door too. I keep biting my tongue, I'm cutting through it soon. It's a hard damn mood, watch me get into it.
I bring it lesser, ain't no one better. And when I'm on the microphone, you best to wear your sweater. Cause I'm cooler than a polar bear's toenails. Oh hell, there he go again, talking that shit. Been corners like I was a curve. I struck a nerve, and now you about to see the southern plague of serve. I heard it's not where you from, but where you pay rent. Then I heard it's not what you make, but how much you spend. You got me bent like elbows, amongst other things, but I'm not worried. Cause when we set up in the party, like I'm out, you scurry. So go get your fucking shine box, and your sack of nickels. It tickles, to see you try to be like Mr. Pickles. Daddy fat. Tax B-I-G-B-O-I is that same motherfucker that took them knuckles to your eye. And I try to warn you not to test, but you don't listen. Giving a shout out to my uncle Donnell, locked up in prison.
Now throw your hands in the air and wave them like you just don't care. And if they like fish and grits and all that pimp shit, everybody let me hear you say, oh yeah, sir. Now throw your hands in the air and wave them like you just don't care. And if they like fish and grits and all that pimp shit, everybody let me hear you say, oh yeah, sir.
My oral illustration be like clitoral stimulation to the female gender. Ain't nothing better, let me know when it's wet enough to enter. If not, I wait because the future of the world depends on if or if not the child we raise gon' have that nigga syndrome. Or will it know to beat the odds regardless of its skin tone? Or will it feel that it's in tune and it just might get picked on? Or will it give a fuck about what others say and get gone? The alienators cause we different, keep your hand to the sky. Like sounds of blackness when I practice what I preach and don't lie. I be the baker and the maker of the beats of my pie. Now break a breaker, tenfold, can I get some reply? Now everybody say,
oh, yeah. Hands in the air and wave them like you just don't care. And if they like fish and grits and all that pimp shit, everybody let me hear you say, oh yeah, sir. Now throw your hands in the air and wave them like you just don't care. And if they like fish and grits and all that pimp shit, everybody let me hear you say, oh yeah, sir.
Every day I sit while my nigga be in school, thinking thinking about your second album at the dungeon shooting pool like ES to the PA, cause we just to the B in the zone. Honey, I'm home, but I'm not married, carried a lot of problems around, being frustrated. And now I'm sitting at the end of the month, I just made it like you made the B team. And like your daddy's wife, you making a coffee. You heard the AT alien, so back the hell up off.
Softly, as if I play piano in the dark. Found a way to channel my anger, not to involve. The world's a stage and everybody got to play their part. God works in mysterious ways, so when he starts the job of speaking through us, we be so sincere with this here. No drugs or alcohol, so I can get the signal clear. If they put my Glock away, I got a stronger weapon that never runs out of ammunition, so I'm ready for war, okay?
Throw your hands in the air, and wave them like it's just okay, girl. And if you like fishing grips and all that pimp shit, everybody let me hear you say, oh yeah, girl. Now throw your hands in the air and wave them like it's just okay, girl. And if you like fishing grips and all that pimp shit, everybody let me hear you say, oh yeah, girl.
Y'all know what that means. It's about to go down. This is Renaissance Poetry. I am your host, Keith Eric, the Renaissance Poet. And on the event page, we got my sisters, my co-hosts, Kimbrella Renee, the Hurricane. And we got Sister Taraji keeping it live and keeping everyone connected on the event page. So please give them a shout out. You just listened to the start of the show. We had Cy-Rock bring us in. Dope-ass MC, holding her own, especially when it comes to lyricism. She is definitely underrated. Y'all should check her out. And then, of course, it's only fitting since it's the 25th anniversary of ATLians for us to bring the title song of the album in here. So that's how we're bringing it today. You know, we're showing love. And we're trying to bring that music to y'all. Y'all may not have heard, and then bring y'all some stuff that y'all have heard before. You know, that's how we do. Now, if you're new here, Renaissance Poetry is a free-to-spit space, whether, you know, whatever your energy is taking you to, that's what we want you to spit. That's the energy that we want you to bring. That's the energy we want to reciprocate on this show. So whatever it is that you feel the need to spit, it's on your heart, it's on your mind, bring that to the show. Press 1, get in the queue, and share with us. Now, that being said, let's get down to business. Because if you think I came to play with y'all, golfed. Damn it, I'm not. We're going to go to the first caller here. We got 240 on the mic.
Good evening, Brother Keith, Renaissance Poet. How you doing, sir? This is James. What's up?
What's happening?
You, brother.
Jody made it back to the number one spot.
Hey, man, you know, I missed y'all last time, but, you know, I'm here tonight, baby, for sure.
Already. Definitely missed your last show, man. I'm glad that you were able to make it back, man. And show us some love. You've been one of those individuals, man, over the years that has consistently shown love to poetry shows, man. So we definitely appreciate that from you, bro.
I appreciate the platform, brother, and I definitely appreciate you as a host, man. You rock, brother. You rock.
Already, shit. Appreciate that. So, I know what you came to do, man, you know. So, I'm going mute. The mic is yours.
But before you do the mic, can you bring in 385? I have a collaboration I would like to bring
to the crowd. Is this what I was hearing about? Okay. All right.
Yes, sir.
Is this the right 385 I'm bringing in? Okay. All right. This is what I heard. Okay. I'm ready. So I'm going to let y'all be cooking this up. So I'm going to rub my hands together. I'm ready. So I'm going to press mute. Mic is both of y'all.
All right. A night to remember. There's nothing more sensual than to relax with your lady. She's wearing my shirt and her sexy slippers. I'm dressed in my silk pajama top. She's laying across my lap, being a little brat.
He thought I was a brat as I lay on his lap. Didn't he understand I wore his silk shirt because the smell was him? My slippers dangled on my feet. Red polish coated my toenails. We basked in the silence of an intimacy only lovers possess. I matched my breath with his. His silk shirt warmed me as his fingers lightly ran up and down my leg. A shiver went through me. Energy radiated from him so strong I sat up, kissed his lips softly, then got up and slowly walked to the bed.
I followed her lead, walking in each lovely footprint. She brought me to her lair. Here is the place where love is made. We tasted and played on the fringe of other spaces. The tease was over. Emotionally driven juices began to lubricate her inhibitions. No door was barred. I kissed her hard as if I'd never see her again. She became like my first piece after years in prison. She refracted the light as if she were a prism, and I tasted her rainbow.
I kept my skin soft, lips so smooth, kept it warm on his side of the bed. His kiss left me breathless. Then his lips left mine and traveled to my chest. I threw my head back as he mocked me. My body broke out in a sheen. Memories of lovemaking bombarded my head. He pulled my head back up, eyes promising, so much more, better than before, souls melding. Our Zenith came quickly, yet we knew we had all the time in the world.
What crime must I pay for to earn a love like this? Her taste was given to me like the last meal of that green mile. I've traveled too far just to find out what I needed right here, beside my burning flesh. I long, yet no longer longing for her gentle flesh. She gave me permission to reemerge into her value. The price of loving her this way few can ill afford. I cashed in on her sublime wonders. I couldn't hold out any longer, seeing her so willing to be taken for my pleasure. I held her lovely ankles to my chest, exposing the rest of her glorious figure. I slid into her effortlessly. The door was open, the walls were wet, and lo and behold, she drew me aside with the draw of a Dyson. Oh, I had to suck every toes. Warm and moist drippers had me savoring the flavor. I simply sit straight on my face, encased me like a glazed donut. I want to experience you from behind, sure enough.
He slid into me, and I almost came. It had been so long, and my walls so tight, and Gord's lips so juicy, I screamed with need. As he withdrew to taste me, so drenched, he lifted me. His tongue spelled his name in me, and I came, almost fainted with his ministration. I begged him to return in my arms to ease the deep ache in my loins. He heard depression, desperation, or was it lust? It was love, all I was. He plunged back in, and I felt whole, plundered, took all of me and more. And I made him lay in the wet spot, and that's that piece.
That's how y'all gonna start the show off. All right, let me just look here at some of these things y'all said, because y'all nasty, so I can't repeat all that. I'm too young to repeat some of that stuff. This man, y'all came in with the little sweet stuff, you know, laying across the lap, being the bride in the silk shirts because of the smell of him and all that pretty stuff, matching the breath of his, you know, all that pretty stuff. This man came out the blue. It said juices began to lubricate her inhibitions. What? Her taste was given to me like the last meal on the Green Mile. You said, both of y'all talking about the sliding of the ends and all of that. In case you like, what? You said a donut, what? And then she's talking about his tongue spelled his name inside me. And then she made him lay in the wet spot. But y'all terrible. I can't hear that. I can't hear that. It's how y'all start the show, man. Y'all, it's the kind of open mic I got to deal with. Okay. I mean, I love it, but I wasn't ready, GIP. I mean, I know Joe nasty. I know Joe get that. I was ready for you, VIP. Was ready. I enjoyed the piece, man. I'm glad that y'all brought this here. I love the storytelling, the way that y'all spread it. I loved how you guys fed off each other in the piece. I mean, it really came off well. I understand this is probably the first time you guys spit it.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
It is.
Already. So definitely appreciate you guys bringing something like that to the show and putting in work.
Thank you.
You know, elevating that pen, Miss VIP. I see you.
Yes, she is.
That's what's up. That's what's up. I appreciate y'all coming to the show. Look forward to more from y'all when y'all come back through. Ms. VIP, is there anything you want to add? You want to talk about a show that might be coming up, something you have going on?
Well, on Wednesday, La Perla Negra and I will be in the Love Zone. And the topic is yet to be announced. But come on in, 9 o'clock, all right, and have some fun with us. And that's
all
it. Ready. And next Friday.
So about you, Joe, you got... Oh, my bad.
No, I was just saying, on next Friday at 9 is Express Your Vibe, and that's my show. So just come in as you are and spit those pieces.
All ready.
I ain't got nothing going on, man.
You got nothing?
Nah, man, I'm just, you know, doing a little show hopping here and there. That's about it, bro. I'm just chilling, man.
All right, that's what's up, man. Well, I see you over there mentoring and doing your thing, so I don't know about doing nothing, but I appreciate you, man. And look forward to you guys coming back to the show next time.
Absolutely,
all
man.
Right.
Wouldn't listen for the world, bro.
All right. That was Joe the Verbal and Miss VIP coming through with a collaboration. You know, wasn't ready for Miss VIP to hit me with the nasty like that, but it's all good. It's all good. We're going to go to the next caller here. We have 484 on the mic.
How are you, sir?
If you have your – oh, there you go. You just muted, huh?
I was muted for a second. I had to get back off there.
All
right. How you doing, sir?
About to let everyone know who we're talking to today.
This is Blaze.
Blaze, in a minute, man. Good to hear your voice, bro.
Say again?
I said, man, it's been a minute. Good to hear your voice.
Oh, thank you so much, man. Glad to be back on here again.
Already.
So yeah, I'm ready when you are.
Hey, that's when you came to spit. I'm not gonna hold you up, bro. So I'm gonna press mute. Mic is yours.
All right, that. Your beauty is in comparison with the upper echelon of heavenly hosts. You are angelically deifying. You make the air around me right now taste different just in visualizing your splendor. Do you not know that the spirit of your soul's passion looks to be overtaken by my emotional mental capacity in its most loving form? I want to whisper sweet soliloquies to the ambiance of your beyond sexually personified silhouette until it strips in front of me bare nakedness to my taste you miss turns into a smorgasbord of tastefulness in the cake you mix, which makes me dive into the creaminess of your batter, transforming my taste buds into a mad hatter, causing your mind to shatter and your insides to splash and splatter all over my facial data till your juices are plastered over the four corners of my esophagus. And no, listen, I'm not going to even try to stop you, miss, becoming your brand spanking new master of disaster. I mean, I want to capture all of your DNA inside the internal walls of my stomach. I mean, I want to taste you. I want to taste your circulation till my heartbeat plummets. Long story short, I want to eat everything that you stand for and come with in and on a biweekly summit. Then I'll pulverize your vulva side with my tongue whip right before I beat your insides up with my Tyrannosaurus Rex-like drumstick, and I'm just beginning to have fun. Shit. Ooh, try that. Yeah, ride that. Ooh, I want you to release a bunch stick finger licky. You itch my scratchy, and I scratch your itchy. Make you holler, scream. Disguise your Halloween when I treat your tricky. I'm saying, I want to make you miss me. And at that same time, I'm still deep inside you like the darkest underwater wildlife. I'm going to imprison myself in your jail. Going to be your longest yard and you. I can't wait for me to get back home. Wild wife. I mean, I'm like Wild Bill, and you don't know what I do to patients. Be mindful that I am a patron of your most wildest hallucinations. Once I'm in the most inner core of your mindset, I'm known to Beirut your stations. And I mean confused sensations till you don't know if to walk, stand, sit, or just outright hold yourself. Because when this reality has long since passed, your fascination, and you feel that it's your back I'm breaking, you almost feel the need to begin castration. Then secondarily, you state, no longer will I hide behind this mask. Shit, I'm taking this shit off. Pissed off. Pissed off enough till you want to start smacking Satan, stating that you know that I'm more than capable of fucking you way beyond the outskirts of your most solidified saturation. And I'll take it a bit further. I'm going to make you feel so good till you disappear into a melted evaporation. Make you act and ask impatient. Why you been holding out? Why you been holding out on me? Shit is so damn good that I should fuck you up for your procrastination. I've been needing to get blown out like that. Shit. My back's been waiting. Make you act and ask impatient. Why you been holding out? I mean, his shit is so damn good that I should fuck you up for your procrastination. I mean, I've been needing to get blown out like that. Shit, my back's been weak. Please, and peace.
Y'all on demon time in this motherfucker. All right. Shit, so in VIP, then you come right by. Okay. You had a line there. I like the setup there where you had the personified silhouette that stands right there, man. If you can get that back to me right quick.
The personified silhouette? Yeah, I want to whisper sweet soliloquy to the ambiance of your beyond sexually personified silhouette until it strips in front of me, bare nakedness. To my taste, you miss. Turns into a smorgasbord of tastefulness, and the cake you mix makes me dive into the creaminess of your batter, transforming my taste buds into a mad hatter, causing your mind to shatter,
yeah,
your
that line right there.
Splash and facial data.
Like, you feeling that piece, bro? I'm not mad at you. I'm tripping because you had a whole lot in this mind. Juices splattered all over the four corners of your esophagus. Damn, son. All right. Want to catch all the DNA in your stomach. It takes your circulation to my heart plummet. But, bro, I had to stop writing for him. This man said Tyrannosaurus Rex like drumstick. I ain't writing nothing else down. I'm not writing another line down. You did too much right there. Too much. Fucking you beyond your most solidified saturation. This man said he's going to make her evaporate after that. I said, you know what? I'm through. Y'all done already hit me with two of the this nothing but demon faces all over y'all poetry tonight. It's all good, though. Like I said, bring what you want to bring to this. I see that's where you at tonight. You're on demon time tonight. Because that cake was certainly devoured, and whatever came out of it was evaporated and was in your esophagus and stomach by the end of the poem. So, with that being said, I appreciate you coming through, man. Like I said, it's been a minute. But yeah, man. Yeah, you over there cooking for real. You over there cooking for real with that piece, bro.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Already, well, I tell you, sit on the couch, but apparently VIP had it all wet up because Joe's sitting in the wet spot on the couch. So I don't know where you're gonna sit, but just go over there in that area where they at, because that's where you belong, right with them. Y'all nasty, y'all belong. So yeah,
yes, sir.
I'll let you next time, brother. Appreciate you coming through.
Yes, sir. Thank you, thank you.
Already. All right, we're gonna go to the next caller here. We have. Here. Yes, 3-2-3.
My brother, salute to you. Salute to everything you're doing for the community. This is Sincere from Los Angeles. I missed you, God, 2 weeks ago, so I'm here. Bless you.
Hey, brother, what's going on, man? Yeah, that's on me. That's on me, man. I didn't do a good job. I decided to do the show really late, had some stuff going on, and didn't really promote too well. A lot of people missed the show that shouldn't have missed it. So that's all me, man.
No, it's all good, man. You got to do what you got to do.
Already. So what do you think about the show so far, man? It was just
man,
something else already.
I didn't know VIP went. I didn't. Woo, Lord have mercy. I'm going to have to take my ass back to Love Zone. I didn't have nothing lovable. Now she got me writing shit lovable.
It was some love going on, but I don't. Anyway, I'm not even gonna play with it. But yeah, she's on something else. Joe got on that deal time over there. But it is what it is.
Yeah.
So yeah, and then your boy coming right behind her, you know,
cake
battle on his face.
The T Rex kiss. I'm a sucker.
I didn't even want to repeat that line, man. I didn't want to repeat that line.
How the hell somebody gonna spot? I'm not a demon town, but I'm gonna drop stuff on the West Coast, Gogo.
Hey, man,
as I heard the ATL.
You just do what you can, man. Just do what you can, brother. Don't even worry about it. Whatever you brought is good enough. Don't even worry about it, man. I'm gonna go ahead and let
That's
you
what
do
we
what
doing.
You can to do. I'm gonna press mute. Mic is yours.
Another son of a great mother's cry. Forgot not my father's seed dropped inside the walls of life between death. If she chooses, that's another son. Choosing to be alive, I got to fly. This is no lie. I did apply my education purpose. Years ago, under a colonizer scope. Come on over, talk and chill. Lady of my crest, season, with no treason and any reason. A simple sentence for sure, bring you the funk. This is rebel funk. Try to dump on her side trunk. Trick or treat, seasonal change, or anything else. This realer is a dealer. Then a polar bear, sunrise, sunset up, naked in juice of her gains, vines are flying high. Another son from the mother's seed, spawned from the father's joy. Oh, boy. Another one half of her in him is three. I dare to see her in bare feet. This is sweet, uniquely made inside the blind man's prayer. Beloved divine mercy, let me send this 23-case letter, strawberry, banana, cream, waterfalls made of watermelon drips. Is this her last trip? I got to rip, make her my last number woman screams. Another son. Can't share from Los Angeles. That's that piece.
No. No, your ass on demon time, too. Look here. I'm not even going to repeat shit. I'm not repeating. I just want you to give me the strawberry letter line, and then you can go over there with the rest of the motherfuckers. It's nasty. That's all right. Give me the strawberry letter line, man.
Let me send this 23-page letter, strawberry, banana, cream, waterfalls made of watermelon drips. Is this her last trip? I got to rip and make her my last Wonder Woman scream.
For damn sake. Well, all of y'all just got the feeling tonight, boy. That's what it's going to be. I think that's what it's going to be tonight.
Wrote that before the show. You was playing the APL. I was writing it as you the first caller. I just finished it.
Okay. Well, shit. You came right on time.
I had to fall in line.
Right on time.
I had to get in where I fit in.
I see. I see. Everybody's fitting in, apparently. But yeah, that's a whole other topic.
Sir.
I ain't gonna play with it. But yeah, appreciate you coming through, man. You did not disappoint. And hopefully next time, you know, like I said, I get everybody in order, y'all can come through and show. But yeah, show love on the event page. Let everybody know what y'all think about these poets who spit so far. And we're gonna go ahead and go to the next caller, man. Appreciate as always.
And one more thing,
I
copped your book.
Yeah.
And I love your book, brother.
What?
I love your book. Bless up.
What?
Oh, man. It's on Amazon. I had to grab it, brother.
Well, man, I appreciate that. I mean, you say you could have warned the brother, man. He's just gonna tell me you got the okay. Well,
yeah, brother. Blessing.
I'm humbled, brother.
You're an inspiration
humbled,
to me.
Man.
I just
want
to let you know. You are my inspiration, so salute to you. Blessings is all week coming.
Already, man. Well, you know what? Yeah, hit me on the back channel. Let me know what you think about back channel. Listen to me. Hit me in the inbox, man. Let me know what you think about the book, bro.
No doubt. Done.
Already. Sincere from Los Angeles coming through doing his thing. All right, so we're going to go ahead and go to the next caller here. We got 540 on the mic.
How's it going?
I'm doing good, bro. I'm straight, bro. How you doing, man?
It's going fine.
All right, that's what's up, man.
Fine.
Who do we have the pleasure of talking to tonight?
Miss Automatic Charismatic.
Automatic, bro. I knew that was your voice. It's been a minute, bro.
Yeah, man. You know, I'll be on the truck driver, man.
Already,
you know?
Man. We'll see. You gotta make that money, bro. You gotta make that money.
Yeah,
so what
man.
You think so far, bro?
See, man, I just stopped Connecticut. Maine, Jersey, New York, all the places. Georgia.
Well, that's what's up, man. That's what's up, bro. So, have you been able to hear any of the show so far tonight?
Yeah.
What do you think, man?
Oh, tight. That first one was nasty. Yeah, VIP and Joe verbal nasty. Yeah, I said Joe the verbal nasty. My bad.
Hey, it fits. You know, don't know what's up. But all right, bro, I ain't gonna hold you too long, man. I'm gonna let you come. You know, do what you came to do, brother. So I'm gonna go ahead and press mute. Mic is yours.
All right. The name of this poem is called Political Slave. When we come to a place that has disgraced us and make us believe that a Democrat and a Republican is for the black individual. Or I come face to face knowing the truth, so I had to regroup and I had to salute the kings and queens came before me. I'm not a political slave because I know that black nationalism is the only way that black people cannot be nonviolent to the violence. I come to bring the satisfaction making things happen, to regroup. This is an education to endorse, to reinforce. While they're trying to put in the jab to control us, when this thing came from Wuhan, controlling us, jabbing us to be a political slave, Biden is no different than Trump. But Trump is the enemy that I could see that sat down with Ice Cube. All enemies are enemies. But some enemies that you can negotiate with. Biden has never done nothing for black people but have a 94 crime bill. he'll go tease the black church and black folks and think that, oh, he's like a savior. He's better than Trump, but he's no different than Trump. Kamala Harris has locked up black folks for years, yet the political slave is ready to be invaded to stability. What happened to unity? What happened to the Marcus Garvey, the Nat Turner, the Malcolm X, the Dr. Kings? Why in this place where we had the Black Panther Party, why is political slavery involvement of such harm? Now, can we stay calm? Can we be revolutionary? My queen, my wife-to-be, fighting the power for every y'all. Call me public enemy. Y'all brother take the name of Chuck D. Or I could be like Flavor Flav and put the beat like Terminator X. This is the next, the master architect. Once we come to a solution that we know where enemy is, jabbing us with a needle. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. They say that there's our savior from something that came from Wuhan. Excuse me, the jab ain't reparations. The jab is only a way to put stuff in our bodies. Remember Tuskegee. But then again, if you are going to be stuck in chains, I'd rather be free than be a political slave. This automatic carries my political lynch to take his in them all in by their drive.
Already, I can't agree with you more about not wanting to be a political slave. That was a freestyle, am I correct?
Yes, yeah. But you know,
yeah, off the,
I was trying to
dome,
be a smooth
brother
like
dome.
You, man. That's my wish. I could be I think the women added sweat to your name, like you sweat. You know,
Lord,
what I mean?
Really? That's what you come to the show with?
Yeah, you
do your political slave piece.
You go
hit me with the key sweat. You know what, brother? I'm gonna go ahead and hit you with the mute because you got.
No, I got
you can't hit
you,
me
man.
With the key sweat. You know, this brother just disrespectful. Got the just they selling all the audacity. Man. You bought it all. You bought all the audacity. I'm going ahead and sit you on the couch, brother. Man, I appreciate you coming out, and hope that you continue to enjoy the show, man. And I'll see you around.
Yeah,
next
man.
Time,
you
brother.
Know, you always bring a dope show. That's one thing. You always, I gotta say this, brother. You always, man. I've been listening to you. It's crazy how long I've been listening to you as a poet for years.
Yeah,
I've been listening to you.
About 6 years now,
man,
maybe.
Before you
something
even
like
had
that.
A
six,
show.
7 years.
Yeah, before you even had a show, that's crazy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's been a minute, man. These years have gone by, bro.
And Taraji. Do we know Taraji actually sang happy birthday to me one time?
Uh-oh.
Yep.
Uh-oh. I didn't know that.
Was, you know, Taraji
I didn't
sing.
Know that, Taraji. You singing birthdays. You didn't
she
give
can
me
sing.
No birthday show. Okay. I didn't know
she
that.
She sang happy birthday to
all
me.
Right. All
right, Taraji. Man, that was a long,
okay.
like Bernie Mac said, long time ago.
You know what? She go hear about this later. She go hear about that later.
Lord.
Appreciate that, brother. Definitely appreciate that.
All right.
But yeah. Got rub
hey,
my head
can I make
that.
An announcement?
Hear from me.
A quick announcement?
Yeah, what you got going on, bro?
I'm working on a show called Lads, called Lyrical Engine Driver's Seat. What I want to do is like interview people who had shows and have shows. You know what I mean? And working on my website, the Boss Dynasty Movement. You know what
okay.
I mean?
Yeah. You know, that's what's up, man. So if you want to drop that on the event page, give a, you know, any information, any links you have, give people opportunity to look at it, man. Please feel free to do so.
Oh, ladies, if you want to get to Keith Eric, is you gotta call him between 8 to 4 before the show come on. I'm his bodyguard.
Really? That's what,
so ladies,
that's what we're gonna do.
Ladies,
right, you know,
calm down. Keith Eric is coming.
You're done, automatic. You're done. You're done. You gotta get rid of automatic. He do it too much. All right, so we go to the next caller here. We got 901.
Oh Lord have mercy. You trip me out today.
Yes. Yes indeed.
How you doing tonight?
I am awesome.
Okay, good.
I am awesome. Yeah, so I know who I'm talking to, but how about you let everyone else know who we have the pleasure of speaking to tonight?
This is Serena Butterfly Brown, also known as Scorpion. Good evening, everyone.
The Scorpion in the building.
Yes, he is.
Already. So, how have you enjoyed the show so far tonight?
I have been enjoying it from the get-go, okay? From the beginning and all the way up to now to Mr. Truck Driver doing his thing and everything. Yeah. Very good. Very good show.
Yeah, he brings his own brand of flavor to any show he's ever been on.
Yeah.
You will never forget
a lot of talent. You will never.
You'll never forget
it's a lot of talent in it's a lot of talent in here that comes in here, you know.
It is. Yes indeed.
And just listen to different genres of poetry, and I always enjoy the body that I hear, you know, from the old to the ones that the old ones that we rock with from way back, all the way to some of the ones that I hadn't heard of, or you know, just know just a little bit and everything. It's always an enjoyable event to listen to them.
Indeed. Yeah. That's what I love about the show. It's always something new. Every show, it has its own energy. Yeah. You know, each show continues to grow in its own way, and I look forward to it. Just like I'm looking forward to whatever poem you have tonight. So I'm not going to hold you up. I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
All right. This piece is called Doll Face. When you look upon me, what do you see? What does your mind perceive? You shriek while focusing in on my personal reality. I've been manufactured from birth, guided by hand and taught what to believe with no choice in the matter, propagandized by the ones you call leaders. Fed different brands of grade A bullshit by the hands of heartless people, factual and fictional. What if fictional is indeed factual and vice versa? Oh, please forgive me for asking a question that is not within the words correct surroundings. I will return to being reclusive within this manufactured society. I shall discreetly go back to making you think I believe what you want me to believe, in which, honestly, you cannot. As long as I nod and agree to the beliefs of your own society's reality, you're satisfied with me just being silent, still, speechless, just like an unchanging doll's face that stares blankly into space. Don't mind me, yet I do see you. My name is a number, and I am one of many. I'm invisible. Yet I become visible when I choose to question deceit, lies, and unbelievable mystery. Then my number is researched. Thus the CEO of the factory instructs his people to keep an eye on me. Please, Do not be inclined to present any statements nor request any input. Therefore, if you are asked, this conversation never existed. In peace, butterfly.
Oh, you came here snapping. All right, so look here. You got a lot of lies here. My name is a number. I am one of many. That little stanza, if you could just give me that, because I feel like that encompasses a lot of what you're saying. If you could just give that back to me.
Which one was it again?
My name is a number.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Don't mind me, yet I do see you. My name is a number, and I am one of many. I'm invisible, yet I become visible when I choose to question deceit, lies, and unbelievable mystery.
So, you have a lot of range when you write. So, I'm actually compelled to ask, what inspired you to write this particular piece?
I wrote this piece so many years ago, I believe back in 2014. And just looking at the politics and getting tired of just the same thing happening over and over and over again, and everybody just being treated the same, you know, the way we've been treated throughout the decades, you know, period, you know. It's like everybody just being treated the same. You're a number, you know, just like our Social Security number, you know. It's out there, you know what I mean? They know every little thing that we're doing, you know. And, you know, some people have been afraid to speak, you know, on something, so they just sit quietly, you know, and just try to make themselves look invisible, you know, to not try to cause no type of reaction and everything, and just hold so much deeply within it. It's just, I don't know, just thinking like that, and I probably was smoking too, ain't no telling, you know, and that's what I came up with.
Well, the reason why I say that is because, you know, a lot of us who have, you know, heard your poetry for quite a while, you usually have this side that you normally show, which is that sultry, that Southern Belle kind of thing, and this piece was the opposite of that. Of course, we've been hearing you for a while, so some of us know that, but not everyone does. So I think it was pretty cool to hear that from you and to show that kind of range. So that's what's up, man. I'm glad that you felt the energy to spit that particular piece tonight, because, you know, they were on Demon Time. You brought us back with that piece. So. I was on my way there with them.
So,
I believe it.
I'm trying to switch it up every now and then, you know.
But that's what I love, because, of course, I want everybody to feel and understand that if you want to spit something that is not in line with other people to spit, then please continue to feel free to do exactly what Serena did and spit that piece that compels you. So, that's the whole reason why I really wanted to ask that. Just kind of put that out there. But thank you for coming to the show, as always, and supporting. Showing love to the show. And I'll see you on the event page. And hopefully see you next show.
All right. Yeah, dude.
All right. Peace. Serena Butterfly in the building doing her thing. All right. So we have several calls here. So I think we can get one more in here, and then we'll go to the music breakdown. So we're going to go to 267, and then we're going to go to the music break.
Hey, Keith. How you doing?
Hey. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. It's La Perla Negra. I'm up here enjoying this show, y'all. I don't know which piece I want to do. I wanted to do kind of a love piece, but they done brought the heat with them. I'm ready to do one of my next.
Oh, shit. Well, whatever your energy is telling you to do. I mean, shit, last time, you was the one on Demon Time. You know, we ain't forgot. We forgot last time you remember that, huh? Oh. You do nothing but throw fire at us. Hot grease at us last time you was on the mic. So,
oh, my God.
You know.
Oh, you know what?
Yeah, you know, whatever you feel like, you know, we're going to, you know, we just want to hear that, so.
All right, you know what? I'm not going to do the math because this is actually part of a long story that I'm writing to put in one of my books. But I'm going to just save that for y'all, you know, by my book. I'm going to just do this piece that I started out.
All right. Well, that's what's up. Yeah, keep that energy. Keep that energy that you don't let them turn you into no demon tonight. You do what you can. So, I'm going to go ahead and press mute.
Right?
Yeah, no. Press mute. The mic is yours.
Thank you. Okay, this is called I Write for Love. I write for love for all who believe it just doesn't exist anymore and have chosen to abandon it. I write for love because I know someone somewhere out there will start to believe in it again. I write for love because of the beauty it encompasses and the peace of mind it allows you to journey into every time you see the one that brings your kind of joy, the one whose presence and thoughts of removes all the ugly you've had to face in your day, every day. I write for love because no matter what I've been through or even the fact that at some point I've rejected it, I still have so much to give. So I need love. I write for love because when my heart cried out in loud silence to the heavens, when will it be my turn? An angel whispered in my ear, go on the way, angel love, because you deserve it. I write for love because that's what's missing from the world. We tried everything else and it ain't working, so what else is there? I write for love because when the Creator asked me what I chose this time, I said I chose to live in the light in this lifetime. I write for love because there's no judgment or restrictions when I choose to express myself through it. I write for love because many have a belief that it has a limitation while they're held captive in its wonderful magnificence, when in fact it is complete and total freedom. I write for love because if butterflies represent love, and I'm in a field of wildflowers. I write for love. That's it, Pete.
Oh, I see this beautiful piece there.
Thank
the direction
you.
That you were going with this piece, speaking to, you know, how people feel lost and rejected by love itself, and for you to write a piece saying that you want to encourage people to still see the possibility of love. You use yourself as an example, saying that you have rejected, you know, love, but yet you still have so much to give. You write for love, even after you scream into heaven, you know, when will it be my turn? You feel like it removes the ugly, you know, that you've had to face. You wrote a piece that definitely resonates, I believe, and a lot of people who've been in that space who have felt that love has forsaken them in a way. And it's difficult, you know, to believe in it. It's difficult to accept that it's possible, you know, for you to have that. And sometimes, you know, in that space where we absolutely have no faith, it pops up, smacks us right in the face, and there it is. You know, love has never cared how you felt about it. It's going to do what it wants. And I enjoyed that piece. It really made me think, obviously. So I appreciate you bringing that to the show.
Thank you. You got love, piece. That's what's up. That's what's up. Thank you. Definitely.
All right.
You hit the nail on the head.
You know I enjoyed it, too. You know, that's why I enjoy. I love listening, you know, to different poems and perspectives and things of that nature. So I look forward to this show and what people have to say. So, yeah, I thank you for bringing that again and, you know, doing the opposite of your sister with her demon time and bringing us the positive love, you know. I'm just fucking with you. You know, I guess so. But yeah, if you would like to add anything to your palette as far as what you have going on, please feel free.
Well, Saturday night, I am in poetic therapy with Sandman Phillips, and that's an open mic where you can come and relieve some mental stress through some healthy conversation and some open mic poetry. That is Saturday night at 9. Alternating Monday night is we got a new show coming out called Raw with Rain, and I need y'all to call in and get the vibe that her and For Real, the poet, are going to be bringing to you. That's Monday night at 9. The other Monday night at 9, I'm 1/4 host of the Neo Soul Cafe. I'll be co-hosting in there with the CEO of Epiphany, For Real, the poet, Douglas, a.k.a. Arthur Larry Maddox, essentially Johnny, who does an awesome job on the event page, and Poetic. Wednesday night at 9, I am in the love zone with my sexy, sultry voice diva, Ms. V.I.T. Now, our topic is kind of up in the air right now, but y'all know y'all going to love it when we come up with something. And y'all come on over there Wednesday night and get caught up in the love zone. All right, back to you, Keith.
All righty, that's what's up. Look at you just professionally giving the entire line. That's I see you. I see you. Do your thing, ma'am. I ain't mad at you. You switched straight into host duties on me and shit. That's what's up. But yeah. I'm grateful for the support, you know, that you come to the show all the time and support us. So I'm grateful and thankful for that. So hopefully get to see you next time to bring, you know, your brand of poetry to us. And with that being said,
definitely.
I'm glad
I'm a fan.
Put you on the couch. And, you know, you're a fan of poetry as well. And I definitely, you know, it resonates with me and I appreciate it. So we're going to go ahead and go to the break. Hopefully you can stick around and enjoy that. We're going to hit you with some music, with the music breakdown. Then we're going to come back with host it. Do our thing.
Oh, yeah, that's my favorite part.
The poets. Yeah. Now, thank you. And we're going to come back with the rest of the poets, and we'll be right back. So this is Renaissance Poetry on Epiphany Radio, and we will be right back.
One love, one love.
Sorry, don't mind me, I'm living the dream, living the dream, yeah. Came from nothing where I thought that we would be, living the dream, living the dream, yeah.
We the best music!
Another one.
DJ Khaled.
Hear ye, only kings stand near me. Silicon Valley money mixed with Henny, that's a Fendi. Half a century almost, slice the green like a lawnmower. Till we all on, never fall off, hear a boss talk. You don't hear me, that's your loss. Winner in life, fuck a coin toss, I'm Coinbase. Basically cryptocurrency Scarface. Join us, there's gotta be more of us. I'm from the ghetto, what location? 2 seconds from the devil, I live heavenly. In Cabo, with a Mexican sombrero. Drink heavily, health is wealth. Look at wealth in me, wipe your nose. History, my type of clothes. Miss me with the hate. Help so many people get cake. Whips and cream for the crew. No other weed that think faster. Time I spit this, I started some other business. Came from the pitching. Cane in the kitchen. Dangerous missions. Wasting your time if you want my forgiveness.
Sorry, not sorry. Don't mind me, I'm
living my dream, living my dream, yeah. Came from nothing, where I thought that we would be, living my dream, living my dream, yeah.
Sorry, that's another B. Haters still ain't recover from the other B. That's a double B. Now that's a triple B. Can't forget about the other B.
Hey.
It's white gloves for me. Hater know not to touch me. I'm with the fuckery.
Fuck with me.
Humbly. Nah, respectfully. I'm a project, baby. Fuck y'all expect from me.
Technically.
America's disrespect for me. You killed Christ, you created religion unexpectedly. Circular ice on Japanese whiskey on my mezzanine. Overlooking the city of angels. The angel invested in things. Unprecedented run. Everybody's getting banned. We just dance to different drums. I like who I become. Intermittent fasting, but these meals I'm not missing none. Sorry.
Not sorry. Don't mind me, I'm living my dream, living my dream, yeah. Came from nothing, where I thought that we would be, living my dream, living my dream, yeah. La, 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 la.
Control this feeling, baby. I need some sexual healing, baby. You should be right here with a nigga, babe.
Let's go.
We should be discovering love underneath your sheets. Need some sexual healing, baby. You should be right here with a nigga, baby.
Yeah. Fun fact, baby, I'm back, back in effect, yeah. Fun fact, I got 100 around my neck, yeah. Who that? That's just my ex trying to get back, yeah. Rolling stone, I'm moving on, never look back, yeah. Now tell the truth, baby, and don't ask. Only fifth I plead is when I'm running through stacks. I can give you the world, don't even stress. Van Nuys, 1/4 to 2/5 the jet.
I can't control this feeling, baby. Some sexual healing, baby. You should be right here with a nigga, baby. Woo! We should be discovering love underneath these sheets. Need some sexual healing, baby.
Biggest.
She'll be right here with a nigga, baby.
Live it. That's my new shit. Live it.
Yeah.
Live it.
Kitchen sex on the counter, making love on my album. Tweaking cause I'm so freaky, fucking you every hour. There's some talking in your talent, I got multiple talents. Dallas, London, and Paris, then make love to a ballad. On the beach in Bahamas, if we speak, let's be honest. Got me roaming the streets, like I'm Meek on Katana. Run the league like Giannis, never speak to your honor. I'm keeping my promise, I'm the king of Wakanda. Just watch what I say, I can't speak on no drama. Just lay on your back, just a kiss on your stomach. Bring a few friends, get you a bonus. I touch your wrist, time to get a new rollie. Dan Marino or mine, guess who calling the play? Put your team on the yacht, now they all in the maze. You all that I got, that's all I'ma say. If I write you a check, I could call it a day.
I can't
Opened eyes to the morning white light. It appeared as I appeared fully awake, blinded by rays of the sun through horizontal blinds, gathered by visions of a lovely painted picture on the wall, remembering when my mama gave it to me to adore, like in the moment she gave birth. Lying there, I revisited the previous night's conversation with myself. Today is the day that I do more than yesterday. Although I made a promise, tomorrow is never promised, and I've got a lot of living to do. With that in mind, I whispered the words to him, thank you. Another chance at enhancing me, because for so long I was busy enhancing procrastination, an internal vacation, fear and relaxation, shy taking a dip in warm, comfortable water surrounded by cement. Mentally blocked, I basked in the sensation. Deep breaths drowned my creation, used raising children as an excuse to live in another direction, used my employment hours as reason for deduction. I subtracted me from me. Life was somewhat normal, you see. I just had no clue that I was living at half capacity. So here I am, still smiling and still thriving, still living and addicted, but still giving. Here I am, still hurting and still observing, still worshiping and addicted, but still absorbing, loving life as it's and its benefits, and addicted to wondering why it took me so long to understand this. Finally moved on from the same old song, finally moved into the life God wanted me to, creating in life for so long I refused, and addicted to sharing my proof. In peace.
You better motherfucking spit, son. That's what I'm talking about. Oh, man, I missed hearing. This is some touch of people. If you didn't get a chance to catch that voice, but she is an honorary part of Whole Spit tonight. I'm so honored that she came through and spit that piece. Man, that is a strong piece. You have so many lines in there. But it was one stanza. You know, I love how you spit it. I'd like for you to give that back if you could here. But it's the line where you started saying, before I was too busy enhancing procrastination, and you ended with using your children as a reason, like that, right in between there, if you could give me that stanza.
Where is that? You said it was right before.
Enhancing procrastination? Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I don't know what part you're saying, so I'll just say something.
Yeah, just give me that.
Today
that right
is the day that I do more than yesterday. Although I made a promise to live, tomorrow is never promised, and I've got a lot of living to do. With that in mind, I whispered the word to him, thank you, another chance at enhancing me, because for so long I was busy enhancing procrastination.
But right after that, keep going.
Is that the part you're talking?
No, right after that. Right after that.
Because for so long I was busy enhancing procrastination, an internal vacation, fear and relaxation, shy taking a dip in the water, warm waters, surrounded by cement, mentally blocked, I bask in the sensation, deep breaths drowned in my creation, use raising children as an excuse to live in another direction.
Use
my employment hours as a reason for deduction. I subtracted me from me.
That's a powerful, powerful poem. But that line really just stuck out to me. I really, really enjoyed that piece.
Well, thank you.
Thanks
so much. And, you know, the funny part about that poem is I wrote that, like, in 2017, and it still resonates.
Yeah, I would imagine. It's so powerful. I believe it will stand the test of time. It's a strong piece. I love hearing you spit it, though, like, with that particular amount of authority. Like, I always think about when you first began spitting. And, man, just the nervousness in your voice. To hear
yeah.
you spit now, to hear you spit, it's a beautiful thing. I love how you've grown into yourself as a poet. It's beautiful, and I've definitely missed your voice. Kim, you have anything you'd like to add? Any flowers you'd like to give?
No, thank you.
Of course. Peace. My sister, let me tell you something. To witness the evolution of Angela Patterson, Miss Sun Toucher, Miss Full Mooning, that's our insider, Full Mooning. Like what she said, I remember the same thing. When you came on, you was bashful and shy. Girl, you in here spitting like a vet. And let me tell you something. The inspiration and resilience in that piece is, That's what I'm talking about. Timeless pieces, timeless ink, timeless. It's such healing in that piece. It's such power in that piece. And it's just to see you come full circle, sis, it's amazing. And it's a blessing to share this space with you.
Now, thank you so much, as with you.
All good. The Rachet.
Yes, sir. What's going on, Rachet? My good people? Sun Toucher. Like I told you earlier, I love you. That is all.
Yeah.
And that piece was super dope. Like, it had all the emotion and just, like, I fell into the piece. You know what I'm saying? And it was like storytelling, and it just pulled you in. And that's the type of poetry I like to hear, where whatever the subject, you got my attention. You know what I'm saying? It was super dope. And I'm honored that you shared host it with us. Hey. Oh, sorry. I'm back.
I'm honored that I was invited. Thank you.
Hey, you know what's
indeed,
up. You know
indeed,
up.
Of course.
Hey, we got our own little way of showing love, so, you know, I figured that it would be pretty, you know, pretty cool to bring you in. So, with that being said, we're going to continue with host spit. I'm going to do my thing.
Well, thank you.
Kim's going to do her thing. Taraji's going to do her thing.
All right.
Thank you for being a part of it.
Thank you so much.
All righty. All right, so I got a piece called, I don't really have a name for it, so I'm just going to spit it. I call myself the Renaissance poet because of the poetry I embody. The souls of the dead poets in my body, through me they still speak to society. I ignore any anxiety. My own thoughts are no longer my sole propriety. I'm designed to be combined, to carry the weight of the black divine. What you slave minds declined, therefore, is black magic on mine. It's Lovecraft country, so when you understand it's black women on mine, you'll know I'll flip all these tables about mine. Jesus placed the caveat. The universe is the despot that planted me in this pot of earth, with seeds that nourish me like Langston Hughes reads. The caged bird sings in me, allowing me to free mind and speak life into the poet without the laureate. Though my laurels are immaculate, I ain't ever been here for that. Even if my soul is set up for assassination like Anwar Sadat, I'm still the red, the black, and the green, and I'm not talking envy that most carry. I'm the infused weed in your brownies. Sweet highs come from reading me. My voice is deep, melancholy, swinging lower than sweet chariots that carry black bodies like poplar trees, feet dangling. I'm the legacy of their dreams with the freedom to speak freely. The bastard, a blasphemy, by my middle finger in the air as I read. My poetry doesn't disappear because haters pretend to ignore me. Don't publicly support my shows, but still be listening. That actually works for me. As I live and breathe, genuine love of poetry follows wherever I go. Good energy flows into those spaces, like the Million Man March in Washington, the Cotton Club, and the music of Duke Ellington. A sentimental mood while Lady sings the blues is how poetry moves on my voice as I spit rhythmic. You can feel it, see it, like it was James Van Der Zee himself who took the pick. Back then, we were murdered for simply learning, but it's our fingerprints all over this shit. Without us, America wouldn't exist, like the light bulb that only lasted for 30 minutes until Lewis Latimer invented the filament. Black people are fucking epic. And I'm simply the descendant, literally. The fingerprints on me at 1870, but black blood is still dripping. They're still lynching. The Renaissance is the comeback on whipped backs. Now the whip cracks are the sound pins make. We break strongholds. Willie Lynch has a stronghold on minds that I'm here to mold. Wordsmiths, this gift, our prolific spit, is the archives of today's generation, like slave letters found on old plantations. This is our Renaissance, and we are the foundation. solid, stone, mason. We're trying to kick doors in and spit consciousness to your conscious. The avenging poets are at the ready, but unlike the Avengers, I don't yell a symbol. I say, already. Renaissance. All right, so you know how we do. Go ahead and bring Kim in and let her, you know, do what she do.
Peace. Right. Piece by piece, I am finding my pieces as peasants dispose of the beast that attempt to keep creep in through the basement of my sins. I laughed and I watched them take a bath in the dirt of my past like pigs, and I just smile and show on my pearly 32. Subtracting 360s for the evil in their ways, divide them by the 7 days they try to throw shade, minus the 2 fingers for the peace they try to take away, and let them know they ain't got shit on me. Darkness put a hit on me, but my light flatlining any sign of conspiracy trying to adhere to me, because even the finest print reads clear to me as my vision is divinely adjusted, because some of these handshakes ain't matching they smile, so I just can't trust it. Piece by piece, I am finding my peace, realizing sugar ain't sweet when a pile of feces lies beneath. So I greet them with my growing woman and summon cerebral highs. See, I am more than I glory inventory. I stay stocked with that top heavy supply. Lessons learned through fires burn, and I am only concerned with God's reply. See, my spirit stands tall like New York buildings, and what I'm building is structured to cave in ceilings and scrape skies, leaving my fingerprints visible for the heavens to identify. See, like a Negro spiritual, I've got peace like a river in my soul, and I flow freely because my ancestors told me so, because Gwendolyn Brooks told me so, because Phyllis Wheatley told me so, because Jesse Redmond Fawcett told me so, because Maya Angelou told me so, and through my veins they speak as they eat the fruits of their own labor, knowing their voices will never be in vain. I take our joy and pain and persevere as a poetic MC swear, because I am energy. Piece by piece, I sought my peace until it was more than just my neighbor or a temporary tenant, but a permanent resident. See, I am evidence that God never leaves you. I am evidence that his light defines you when nobody believes you. When the pieces of your peace have been separated into lies, vengeance, and self-hatred. And when all that consummated your false marriage with bullshit is stripped naked, bearing wisdom to your third eye. See, piece by piece, I pretended. I blamed, I cried, and I was ashamed. I was afraid that he had forgotten my name. So I dispersed flyers, sold my tears to pity buyers until my own reflection stared back at me in the mirror and then called me a liar. That is when I knew. That is when I grew. The seeds were watered, planted, and fertilized, and I stood in the warmth of his light, which melted all the blocks of ice that was surrounding my life with the bluest shoe, allowing him to speak through the dripping of my ink, piece by piece, until my peace was within my reach, and his presence rolled down my cheeks. And I refuse to compromise my truth just because it exposed nerves, bringing pain to the mouth of ill-driven missions like a cracked tooth. See, my piece of steel pierces deeper than a piece of steel, with gems revealed, birthing the essence of respect, with positivity's umbilical cord wrapped around negativity's neck. I am a threat to ego's inflation as I stand adjacent and it's in this light that exudes warmth in the presence of the coldest stairs. My peace be the anesthetic flowing through my veins, easing my pain as the jaws of life crack my ribs open so you can get a full view of what this heart looks like. Piece by piece, I removed the beast from my belly and filled it with the substance of this moon's roof, releasing the best of me through the manifestation of my ink. Not for the attention, not for the game, not for the all or the superficial gain, but for the pieces of a once broken spirit mended back together to deliver this peace in his name. Peace.
Damn, you better motherfucking spit. Said the jaws of life cracked open my chest, and you can see what this heart looks like. Damn. That's what I'm talking about. Said, Taraji, it's on you.
Attention, attention. This is not a test. This is an actual emergency. We are in the state of emergency, a state of affliction. Forget about the state of the union. What about the state of your mind? Get y'all's minds right out there. Stop giving the evil control over your atmosphere because God gave us power with comfort. So stop trading your beauty for ashes. Stop trading your beauty for ashes. Stop trading your beauty for ashes. Attention, attention. Evacuate all irrational thoughts. Vacate all disrespectful conversation. Stop harassing folks to the point where you remember Fort Hood, Boys in the Hood, Columbine. Get it together. Get on track. Stop everything and reboot because our hard drives have a virus. Our minds have a virus. Our hearts have a sickness. Our spirits have a heaviness. Let's break this cycle. But if you free your mind from wrong thinking, everything will be all right. Just follow the light because this is not a test. Because this is not a test. Because this is not a test. It's an actual emergency. Peace, baby.
Oh, shit. That's what I'm talking about, Taraji. Welcome back, the whole spit. Damn. Woo. I'm not even finna play with it. I'm just gonna go ahead and go to the next call. It's too much. This is too much heat. There's too much heat off in here right now. Oh, man, Taraji, that was dope. Kim, that was dope. I got to get back to the calls. We definitely getting it in. But, yeah, I love y'all. I thank you, son, for coming through and showing us love, being a part of Host Spit. I'm going to go ahead and take y'all back to the event page, let y'all do what y'all do. I'm bringing the next caller. Here we got Sylvia on the mic. I've been waiting to get you on here, ma'am.
I'm sitting here. I just ran to the refrigerator while Taraji was spitting and got me another cold beer because I wasn't ready.
We just had our own little version of a little cipher here, you know.
I haven't been here 5 seconds and I'm cussing already. See?
Hey, it is what it is.
Jed. Well, hello, love. I have missed you. Hello, everyone. I'm Sylvia Blaylock.
Yes, indeed. It's been a minute since you've been on here, and this is what you got coming.
Baby,
this is
it
what
has
you got
been a minute. It has been a minute, and what a difference a few years makes.
Right.
But I am so happy to be
this show
here
is not poetic
and listen to all this poetry.
Oh, my gosh. I had to take a sip. It is definitely a beautiful thing. Glad that you have been able to make it to the show. Glad to hear you on the mic. So I'm going to let you do what you came to do. But press mute. The mic is yours.
Thank you, sir. On the road to where I now stand, many fell. Many ran their races. To them, there were many more years ahead than those behind them. So they moved with the speed of time that has already forsaken them. It is a twist in the hindsight, seeing that the very road I walk bears their steps even still. Only now does the dust globally begin to settle from the uprising that was they who walked their walk before me. On this road, this that even now rises to meet my feet, works and words, marvels and mentals, a nation was birthed and the world began anew. We ever growing, we still standing, the manifestation of big dreams in a world made small and distant time and expectation. Or so we would believe if a digital machine actually ran where I now stand. But God always has that upper hand. So the land where I in fact right now stand contracts and expands a breathing being born on the back of a past that even now moves forward to this place where we now stand, this now, this very now, gives tough love, cold indifference, and gentle birth to a future already bright and shining in a distance that closes with each passing day and more so with each passing away. As the candles of the past blow out, the candles of the future glow brighter, and only by divine design in this manifested moment upon which we all now stand does the era of darkness began to brighten. Light seen where once none was thought to be, the candles, though dim, remain in glowing defiance of all attempts to blow her out. Our ancestors will not be denied and can be eyed in the eyes of the children. Their minds are better able to flow through the thick of it. Those children, young and old, questioning a road found underfoot, they push to break the ties with yesterday's tethers, the brutal lessons of those who thought themselves our betters, as though compelled forward by a past that is still being lived. True youth has not yet been blinded. For the young, time is not a construct. Time is a construct of those who have no knowledge of their place in the universe. Dare to collect it in watches, clocks, calendars, time cards, marriages, yearbooks that hold us forever young, almanacs rendered relic in the age of clicks. To our ancestors, we are all children, even the most elder, and even they are the eldest children of a love supreme. With their feet now in the now of it, the most recently born are time free. Theirs is a time of stirring and imagining, being and stretching, of pushing through to the promised sunshine and by design, manifesting it into light. And if, in fact, to the ancestors, we are all the true young, and by God's watchful eyes, we have mastered walking and now wish to fly, then all things are made new. We are the change the ancestors prayed for, changing by the passing moment, seeing change happen before our eyes. We also stand back as the young become the change we see. Though in this shining moment, in this instant, in this place, this road where we now stand, let us commit to be the change that they see. For how else will they know their place in the universe until wise elders and future ancestors we agree to be? Where you now stand is where the transformation begins.
Never ever disappoints. Okay. Beautiful poem. Love your delivery. You have so much to say. You always give off that education in your voice kind of thing. Like, you got to listen to her. She's going to teach you something. Love how you bring that in here. Each passing day, each passing away, the era of darkness begins to bright. The candles now remain in all defiance to be blown out. Our ancestors will not be denied. They push to break the ties with each, with yesterday's tethers. That line there. They push to break the ties of yesterday's tethers. The youth has not yet been blinded. Time is a construct of those who do not know their place in the universe. You have said a mouthful, and I only gave a couple lines. Love that piece. You got to come back more often, man.
Thank you so much. I have missed you so much. Much to catch up on. I can only say that when you spread it wide open, it comes back to you tenfold. That's all I can say.
All right.
And I will only repeat again that Serena, Sun Toucher, Cambrella Renee, Taraji, the poets that I heard, because I know that I was like double dipping when I first called. I'm sorry about that. But, oh, my God, the poetry has been so amazing tonight, and I've missed you all so much. And thank you so much for this platform. Mwah. And I've missed you, Keith. I love your beats. I know I'm selling more of your books on Amazon than anybody else. I should be getting a cut of this.
You know
every
what?
Time I
let
talk
me,
about
you
a poet about your style of poetry or that style of poetry, I reference you and I do workshops. I tell you, man, your book is everything. Your book is everything.
Thank you.
More people
thank
should be
you.
Doing reviews.
I'll never
your
forget.
Book.
I'll never forget when you told me that you had a family member that tried to steal the book.
My house. What is that about? I swear, anyone listening tonight, I caught her walking out my house with a copy of his book, autographed, from my bookshelf. Oh, I was just reading it. I forgot. I didn't even know. Bitch, are you serious? Mm. Oh, oh, my God. I talked to Bitch. We related. Oh, wait a minute.
That is terrible.
I've never
that
had someone
terrible.
Try to
she
steal
did.
A book from me ever, and they tried to steal his book.
Well, I'll take that as a compliment that it is, and, even though, you know, I don't like to have, you know, thievery as a compliment. But
you know, overall,
it is what it is. It is what it is.
You know,
but,
I mean,
yeah,
okay, so they stole the good
thank you for coming
stuff,
up and showing
which,
love.
You know, I salute her taste, but...
right. Let's be family. Yeah. Dan, you got to come back. You got to come back next time.
I definitely
love seeing you on the event page, and I know a lot of us old school poets miss you out here, so definitely look forward to seeing you next show.
Thank you. I will really try to come back, and everybody have a great night.
Already. All right, so we're going to go to the next caller here. We have 937 on the mic.
Good evening.
Good evening. I know you're enjoying the show, but for everybody who's listening, could you please let us know who we have the pleasure of listening to tonight?
This is Sugar Brown, a.k.a. Adrian Simone. Is you nasty?
Already, it's been a lot of that tonight, but you know it's been a good mix as well, especially after host it because we just did what we did. But yeah, it's been a great
been
show.
Amazing.
What have you thought so far?
It's been amazing. pulling me in at this point, I'm like, damn, okay. You know, I get to stand among some giants, so. Whew, I know I'm going to have to bring it, but yes, from the first call on, it's just been a dope show to listen to. Really enjoyed the honoree host, Sun Toucher. That was amazing to hear her again. Like everyone else said, she has grown so much, but I've loved her from the first time I heard her. So, yes, that was definitely a treat. But everyone that has spit
indeed.
Has been a treat. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's been one of those nights, man. I know you're extra humble, but anybody who's ever heard you spit knows that you're going to bring it. You already a giant yourself, so nobody's concerned about whether or not you can hold your own. So, like I said, I'm going to go ahead and press mute and let you do what you came to do, which is slay. Mike is yours.
All right. This piece is called Purity Prayer. Dehydrated. Need for me underestimated, apparently, and now you're requiring my replenishing to coherently think. Back to the last time we were together, I baptized you in my river and called you purified because I came clean. You can't deny the need. You feel freed from life and die happily in my pool until... The greed sneaks up on you and possesses you like a demon, bares his teeth and forces you to feed on me, and the way you consume me has to be a form of cannibalism. And then you injected me infected me when you fed your sex to me. Now I feel it, eating away at my sanity, riddling my brain with constant thoughts of swallowing your cum. What a monster I've become, growling from deep in my esophageal cave, the voice of my crave yelling louder than the silence that is in my belly when I'm not digesting your essence. This is nonsense. Was it me that was mistaken? How did I not account for and take in the amount of ounces I was depleted from? The volume of your cum not coming to me quickly enough to stave off this sickness of undictedness that has fallen upon me. I can't think coherently. Apparently, I need your fluids. Hook me up intravenously. Drip your lactated solution and solve this equation. Baby, I'm saying, I'm dehydrated. Recalculate the calibration of infusion that you're choosing to let me take in. Only you can rid me of the sin. Baptize me with your drops so that I too may be purified. Amen. In peace.
Yeah, so if you could just give me back, just live, baptize you in my river. That little stanza right there. If you could just give that back to me, please.
Back to the last time we were together, I baptized you in my river and called you purified because I came clean. You can't deny the need. You feel freed from life and die happily in my pool. Until the greed sneaks up on you and possesses you like a demon. I'm stop right there.
The way you consume me has to be a form of cannibalism. Hook me up I'm not even gonna say it. You already attacked anybody who's heard you spit. Yes, that right there. You, everybody who's heard you, Kim is already, I know she's already said something. Every time you spit, we end up talking about something that you said that was just ridiculously clever. And it's going to happen again tonight. So, yeah, thank you again for coming through and spitting that piece. Dope as always. Enjoy you coming through and consistently as you do and showing love to the show as always. Look forward to you coming back next time.
All right, thank you. I appreciate it. Y'all have a good
day. That was Adrienne Simone on Demon Time doing her thing. We'll go to the before we do that, before I go to the next caller, you guys have about 12 minutes if you're listening on the computer to call in and continue to listen to this show. We are going to go into overtime. We have several individuals that pressed one, so we have plenty of time to get to you in overtime. If you want to listen to the show, you want to call in 319-527-6300. And if you want to spit, you press 1. If you just want to listen, that's fine. But if you're on the computer and you do not call in, Blog Talk Lady will cut you off in the next 10 or so minutes, just so you know. So the number again is 319-527-6300. And we're going to go to the next caller. We have 410.
Hey, Keith. It's Rain.
Hey.
Hey.
How are you doing tonight?
I'm well. How are you? I was about to hang up.
Right.
I was about to get off cue and just sit here because y'all have been acting up.
Look, the way that the poetry has been hitting tonight,
I can't do anything. Is there a mic left
amazing.
To spit
this
on?
Look, I always got a new mic to unwrap shit. I mean, the way the people come to this show, I got plenty of mics for y'all. Look.
Facts. Buy them in bulk, right. I got it.
But, yeah, it is what it is. It is what it is. We come through the spit. They come through the spit. Look. Every show, I'm like, look, if I'm going to do host spit, I better bring it because these people don't come to play. And we already know you didn't come to play.
And you brought it.
Yeah, you know, it's another piece I've been working on, so I'm glad I'm glad it went over well. You know, something that was important to me, and I'm glad, you know, people received it. And that's what we do here. You know, we definitely try to push each other's pen, and that was a pen push for me. But
yeah,
enough of that.
That was so.
You came to spit, so you know I'm gonna let you do what you came to do as well. So I'm gonna press mute. The mic is yours.
Thank you. I was on demon time, but I softened it up a little bit. I don't mean to be cliche, but I want to make poetry with you. Can we do it in slow motion? Can we plaster the page with our intentions, meet between lines, have a meeting of the minds? I never mind the way you violate my muse, musing me back to my senses as if I can feel your tips glide between my lines, slow and deliberate. I want you to make love to me in the key of honey, pollinate my guts for the reasons to trust it and you. I want to taste all of your similes, lick them from your lips so I know exactly what audacity tastes like. I want to snort every single one of your lines until I can finish your sentences. I want to suck you like a metaphor, drink the rhythm of your rhymes, get on all fours so you can hyperbole my hole with the whole of you. I want you to double entendre me, like, have you ever made love in the rain? Or have you ever made love in rain? I want to make life with you. Let me shower you with the sweet deluge of surrender, a slew of kept promises, and a reason to take this connection to the next level. Let you drown me with your idiosyncrasies and resuscitate me with your alliteration. I want to feel what you breathing life into me feels like for the second time. Because, quite honestly, I caught my breath when we first met. It happened somewhere between you joking, oh, so sarcasm is what we're doing, and, well, before the conversation ended. It's funny how easy and simple that sounds, but we both know better. You should know that when I watch you from a distance, I see poetry in motion. Every move you make is poetic, and with a purpose, I see you like really see you. And I feel you, and I desire to move in sync with you. Let's make poetry in slow motion together so that you don't miss a moment of it, a moment of me showing you exactly what it feels like to be a living, breathing love poem. That's right.
You softened it up. I think you hardened it up. That's what you did. I'm not.
Oh, you didn't know what I was going
to
say.
With none of y'all tonight. Yes. So, you said pollinate my guts. Yeah, that's not soft at all. Suck your metaphors, snort your lines. That's not soft. Have you ever made love in the rain? Have you ever made love in rain? I don't think that's soft either. Yeah, you definitely said a lot here. That's, in between there was a lot harder, as a matter of fact, in that piece. So, ma'am, I don't know what you're talking about.
Sir?
I don't see where you softened none of that poem up.
Well, because you didn't know what I was originally going to spit, so we're just going
okay,
back.
Okay, well, if that's soft, then I don't even know if this show has enough X's.
Listen, the way that your show started, though, you can't even say that because I was on here for the collab.
Look, that's what I'm saying. You already demon time. You saying that wasn't even demon enough for you for what you're saying. So, yeah, okay. All right. Well, I guess next time you come through and go ahead and give us the full blown. We need to see what that is. Mm-hmm. I need to see the difference.
I have to get on early before y'all get on and set everything on fire. That's what I got to do.
Please, please, you standing up here with all these giants just like everybody else. Y'all just so humble on the mic tonight. I'm not falling for the banana in the tailpipe at all.
Mm-mm.
Not going to happen. But as always,
well,
thank
you
for coming through and doing what you do on the mic. We all know that you got a show coming up, so if you want to plug that again for some of the people who may not have heard that.
I mean, we're going to try it. Karen gave me a hard time last week. Thank you very much, Karen, a.k.a. the BTR lady. She gave me a hard time, but we're going to try to run it back this week, Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern time. Raw with Rain, Color Me Muse, Open Mic. We are going to be, and this is, I'm going to say this, and everybody else has already said it. We are going to try to have an open mic vibe. So on a virtual mic, we're going to try to have a physical. So I'm going to unmute your mics. So if you have a lot of background noise, I just ask that you mute yourself. But I would like to keep the show flowing. So I want y'all to be able to snap and grunt and whatever, encourage the poet while they're poet. So we're going to try it out. And so I hope you all come through. And we got a lot of giveaways. So come through.
That's what's up. Yeah, go ahead and slide that on to the event page as well. Promote the show and, let us see that flyer that you put up there with that information.
Absolutely. Will do. Thank you, sir.
Already. That is Rain coming through with her version of Demon Time. It's supposed to be soft. We're going to see what hard is next time she get on the mic. So we'll go ahead and go to the next caller here. We got 929 in the building. Peace. Peace. How you doing?
How you doing? I'm all right.
I'm good.
I'm known as AJM, and I've been on the show before previously, had my own show on Blog Talk Radio several years ago, and I'm ready to do my thing on the show, and thanks for having me. Thank you, Sister Taraji, and everybody else that's been participating. I mean, whoa. That's all I can say, whoa. You know what I mean? For real.
Look. This show, brother, it just gets me every time, man. When I'm in the need of poetry and I come through to this show, man, they always deliver. These poets just come out of nowhere. Some poets I've never heard before sometimes. Some of the poets I haven't heard in a while. You know, some of the same poets that continually come through. But, man, they just keep elevating. It's a beautiful thing, brother. I'm looking forward to seeing what you bring to the table as well.
No doubt. My piece is called Servant of God. It's like a little spiritual revolutionary vibe. You know what I mean? So
already,
this is what it is.
So I'm gonna press the mute, and mic is yours.
Corrupt governments. What's the solution? Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, Allahu Akbar. Who moves like a matrix on this governmental matrix? Make you swallow your own blood if you play tricks. This the hot mix with the death kiss. And you best believe me and my clique won't miss. Ain't nothing sweet on how we delivers. World governments are the top Indian givers. Taking back from their stat so we all can lack. Just sugar corn pop these fools and plus give them a dig-em smack. I say institute the digging up of this nation's roots. Reap the rewards of our ancestors' fruits of labor. I got many in the chamber. My anger brings danger as my bullets make you change and rearrange you. From standing up to laying down, face first up on the ground. Alhamdulillah for the silence of a sniper sound. Corrupt governments, what's the solution? Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, Allahu Akbar. If need be, I'll die for my cause. By reestablishing my Lord's perfect laws, there will be a casualties by the millions. If I live through it, may my Lord bless me with billions, then allow me to turn it into trillions. I got reasons enough to call America's bluff. Your government structure ain't all that tough. Your calls for action makes me pull out my military contraptions. Go to war with you and annihilate all your factions. Work with my brothers out there in Jerusalem. And when the Mahdi comes, fight those who try to move on them. I bring the cause, and I bring the effect. I'll bring you hell, and the smell of death. I induce and produce the pain for the slanderers of my prophet's name. What, you thought Islam was a game? So corrupt governments, what's the solution? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahu Akbar.
Bruh, man, you came through. You came through with that piece. Make you swallow your own blood with a death kiss. Now, you know, I'm a person that loves lines. So my man says, sugar corn, pop these fools, give them a dig of smack. Oh, shit. I like that, dog. I like that. My anger brings danger. My bullets bring change. If need be, I would die for my cause. We establish my Lord's perfect laws. Have reason enough to call America's bluff. I bring you hell and the smell of death. There's so many different lines that start off in there that insinuate what you're trying to say, brother. It was all in your voice. It was all in your delivery, man. I enjoyed that piece, but, you know, I'm gonna let somebody else say something about your piece, man. I'm gonna bring somebody down.
Brother A-Jam, what's going on?
How you doing? I'm all right.
I'm doing wonderful. That was as usual, you brought the heat, a powerful piece. Very, very, you know, fight the power. That's how we always do it, come hard, go home. But I'm glad to hear you on the mic after all this time. It's been so many years, you know, that I haven't heard your pieces, and you need to bring that back. You know, some pieces
no
with
doubt.
Some substance. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I enjoyed everybody's piece here tonight. I mean, everybody came with something, and it's like, you know, like I said earlier, whoa, you know, big up to Black Rob and stuff. But this is what it's about, man. We got to have our mind states right and everything, you know, because we're living in the new world order now. Everything has changed.
Man.
Oh,
you ain't said nothing but a word.
But brother, man, I hope that you get to make it back next time we do the show. We do the show every other Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, Lord, enjoy having you a part of the rotation, man.
Well, thanks for having me. And no doubt I'll revisit and share some other things with you and keep listening, no doubt.
Already. That's what's up, man. That's what's up. All right, so. Yeah, we had my man come through with the revolutionary. We had a bunch of demon time. I guess we're going to see what's coming next. You know, we got 815 on the mic.
Happy Friday, Keith Erica's Tombstone.
What's going on, ma'am? It's been a minute.
I know. I had to get back.
Already. That's what's up. Yeah, this show's been wild, so, you know, good to have you back part of the rotation tonight.
Been a treat. Seriously, I could have just continued to listen.
I mean, as I could have. I mean, shoot. I'm like, I got the host, and I would love to sit back and listen to these guys are killing it tonight. But yeah, I know you bring your own flavor to the show as well, so you definitely been missed.
Thank you. I don't get host envy except when you're on. You're the only host I envy. You. Being able to host this show, it's so dope. It's crazy dope, though. Not even regular dope. It's how
I'm honored. Like,
real
you
talk.
Just never know, you know, how many people are going to come rock with you on the show, and for the caliber of poets that continue to come out, I'm just humbled. It's a beautiful thing.
It's been a whole vibe. Every poem has been beautiful and necessary. All the poems that were on before me, all I can do is say salute. I'm just happy to be in the number.
Already. Well, you're about to add your piece to the number indeed, because we're going to let you break it. I'm going to press mute, and the mic is yours.
Thank you. I'm going to title my freestyle tonight. Thank you. I want to thank you for being you. I want to thank you for walking the way that you do. I love the fact that your shoulders are always straight, as well as your back is properly aligned. Your head is up, your chin's never down, you're never looking at the ground. I like the way that you hold the door open for me, and I want want to thank you for being the gentleman you were raised to be. I like when you pull out my chair, take my coat, allow me to sit down first, stand when I do. That means a lot to me, I assure you. You're not just a gentleman's gentleman, and I thank you for being a manly man, too. I'm not one of those old-fashioned types, but I do believe that there are some gender things that need to be adhered to when you know who you are in this life. I'm a lady, and I'm a queen. You're a gentleman, and you see this thing. You don't doubt it. You don't question it. You reciprocate, and for that, I thank you. I thank you for listening when I talk, not just nodding in agreement, so I'll stop. Thank you for laughing, even when my jokes aren't funny, because you know that I'm trying, and I know I can't really do that, even though I have good timing, honey. I want to thank you for being my friend, making me cook, feel good from within, making me smile not just with my mouth, but also my eyes. That was a surprise, and I want to thank you for coming into my life. I don't know this man yet, but I am simply speaking him into existence. My last first kiss will be my last if I get my wish. So this is not just poetry for me. It's actually a prayer too, you see. I hope that what I'm seeking is seeking me too. Because I thank you in advance, and I'm looking for you in peace.
Look here, I'm always amazed at how you can do this off the top.
Thank you so much.
Anybody who's listening right now, if you don't know Gina Storm, she normally comes in here, probably not even really knowing what she's going to do, and just spits off the dome. This entire piece you just did was just off the dome. I like the way you hold the door open for me to be the gentleman you are meant to be. I'm not one of those old-fashioned type, but there are some things that should be adhered to. You listen when I talk. Thank you for laughing at my jokes. Thank you for being my friend, making me smile with not just my mouth, but my eyes. I like that line a lot. I don't know this man yet, but I'm speaking him into existence. Not just a poem, but a prayer. Like that, being able to articulate all of that and still make it poetry, still have the cadence, still, like, that's just, I'm just always amazed by it. You're just such a dope poet. I love hearing you do that.
Thank you so much. I'm amazed by people who can memorize a piece and spit it from memory. I'm amazed by people who can read what they wrote verbatim. Those are amazing to me. So this is how poetry was given to me and how I deliver it, and so I'm humbled and grateful.
Already. And there's nothing wrong with being able to appreciate, you know, somebody else's ability to do something that you can't do. So that's what's up. Definitely.
Yeah, I applaud everyone who can do those things. That is not what
that's
I do.
Sad. But we thank you again for coming through, Gina. Hopefully we'll get to hear your next show. And
absolutely.
Put you on the couch. Hopefully you can continue to listen and enjoy.
Appreciate it. I'm sorry I've been absent, but I'm glad to be back. You already know.
That's right. That's right. I'll do it again.
I'm sorry. One love, one mic.
Already. Gina Storm doing her thing on the mic. All right, so we're going to go to, looks like we have three callers left. So if you want to spit, just press one. And we're just going to ride this thing out in overtime until we don't have any more. That's how we do it. So we're going to go to 346 on the mic.
What's up, King?
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Who do we have on the mic?
Uh-oh. I have got to be your biggest fan ever. That's who you got on the mic.
Okay. Is that we should put on the event page? Not your name.
You can put that on there if you want to.
your biggest fan. I will always be your biggest fan. Always, always, always.
Well, I appreciate that. I appreciate that.
Thank you. Thank you. So this is the
for those in the back, if you wouldn't mind letting the people in the back know who you're talking to. Say your name one more time, please.
Yes, it is the Shining Poetess, a.k.a. the Shining Speaker, a.k.a. Yo-Yo out in these streets. And I'm happy to be here.
Already. Appreciate you making it back to the show and showing love as always. You become a fixture on the show as well. So definitely appreciate you being, consistent and continuing to come through and press one. So definitely thank you for that.
Thank you.
Have you been able to listen to a lot of the show?
Listened to the whole thing. Mm-hmm. The whole thing from the evil to the dirty to the revolutionary to the black power. Yeah, the whole thing.
That's what's up. So with that being said, I wonder what you're going to bring to the table because you definitely have a range of poetry as well. So I'm going to let you do what you came to do as well. Press mute. The mic is yours.
Thank you, King. This piece that I'm going to do is called A Rare Breed. I'm a rare breed. Branding would read, real queen walking if these walls could talk. Ooh, the tales they would spill, there's gold in them bars. These stack tills to pay the bills, and they are a handful, but paid in full. Don't be gawking. Talking about the pure prose that'll make a man wonder what's behind these eyes. Sir, my eyes are up here. I was thinking you've got to be blinking so you won't go blind from the bar she be banking. Ears wide open with rhymes merely shutting down the idea that you got to be sinking to be lifted up. You feel yourself staring, turned on from just the feel of feeling. Ooh, you felt that? Watch those hands. No touching, not yet, because I want the needs you have to be mentally met at first. There's more than meets the melding of the metaphorical mental wordplay that happens without warning, a cosmic warming of your soul causing a downpour that'll make you throw that umbrella away. You want to dance in the rain instead, I get it. But don't forget, it ain't got to be about stripping and tipping your layers. I can reach inside just fine with the divine shine poetically connected to the vine. Yeah, it'll make you drunk. So drink that wine and unwind a while you're tripping on a memory of moments that'll make you lay down in purple pastures, poetess style. Clothes still on, though you want to take them off freestyle just to bathe in the waters of lakes, lyrical tongue. I see you deeply drowning in this quip. Unlike others that may ask you just for a skinny dip, I want to baptize your very essence. That's my plan. So, Superman, hand me that scape. It's a sweet escape. Lois Lane wants to give Clark Kent a place to lay your head and your pen till you're ready to pick both back up again. But first, let me wrap these mocha legs around your very being and give you rest from that stress that has you hard-pressed. Finding your ability, feel by my durability, give it to me. I can take it, since you were strong enough to give up that vulnerability in the first place. But now you realize this shine is created to be both your house and your home. I'm a full caress that dome like Cadillac chrome rolling on 24s, 24/7. Others may keep it 69 all the time, but I'll keep it so cool you'll never want to leave these covers as an undercover lover. I'm keeping it clean while riding dirty. Night needs to be your one and only, if only for more than one night, but a lifetime. You don't even know, but I'll certainly teach you. You may get lost in the spiritual maze, straight dizzy by the intellect of days, not even fazed by the evening and the morning, leading into another chance to shine in these rays, because sometimes the king just needs to lay down that crown, find a safe space to bask in the shade after the world has tried to cut him down, and a real queen knows how to be his peace. Now you see this piece is about more than just release, deeper than the release that ceases after the skeets. Please, don't forget to change the sheets. It's crazy in these streets. With some choosing vanilla and milk dipped in mayo off the rack, just give me my hot chocolate and that coffee when it is strongest, when it is black. Let me run that back. That's why I'm a rare breed. I'm about covering and protecting our sovereign black men when they end up with the whole world on their shoulders and that same world looking to take them out again. Once again, I could be that chick that strokes their wicks and sticks and gets them released and released back into the wild. But I would rather be that sister that strokes more than that. But be assured the way I roll, he'll get that rat-a-tat-tat from my tees on his knees, begging for that inner squeeze of his heartbeat. It's that summer breeze feeding you a taste like honey without the bees. But let me stop before you seize and get back to the point of his peace. His peace. Because I'm a rare breed. You'll be taking the lead, King, but a queen will ask you to pass that baton because I want to build you up. 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 It's the dictatorship for me. Yeah, you heard that right. I may want to get you mentally tight, but a queen knows how to handle the rest of you, too. I hope you're ready to get high off of what I supply, boo. I'll make sure your crown is shining. Favor will be like live man walking, just blessed due to that rare breed that is the shining poetess. And that's that side.
Damn, y'all are going in. Man, look. Baptize your very essence. Drink that wine and unwind a while, bathe in the waters of Lake what? What you call that lake?
Lyrical Tonka. It's Lyrical Tonka. You know, just bathe in it for a minute. Relax. Yeah, drown in it.
Wrap these broken legs around you, your being, and give you rest from that stress. But, you know, I'm tripping. Full caress, that dome like Cadillac Chrome. Keep it clean while riding dirty. You go put some UGK in the piece, ma'am. You threw some UGK in the piece.
Ma'am.
Come on.
It is some that dictatorship for me, King. It's
yeah.
got to
Yeah,
be.
I got
it's
that line, so I want to build you up. Be. It's that dictatorship. Yeah. Number wordplay. You had bars tonight. Yeah, you did your thing.
Thank you.
Dope-ass piece, like. Yeah, that was a dope-ass piece. Y'all are on it tonight. Man, I'm impressed by all the wordplay and what everybody's been delivering tonight, and you definitely came through and delivered as well. Man, thank you for coming through.
Thank you.
I'm thankful that you were patient enough to listen to the whole show as well. Before I could get to you, we had a lot of callers tonight, so I appreciate your patience. And, again, hopefully we get to see you next time. Here you are. Come through and spit those bars for us, because that was bars.
Most still.
Most still.
Thank you, King. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Already. That was the shine coming out here, and it literally signed it up. So we got another caller here. I guess we're calling from a different type of phone, so I don't have a area code. So I'm just going to pull you in. Who do we have on the mic?
Good evening, everyone. Good evening, Iceberg. Good evening, Kimberly Renee. Good evening, Sister Taraji, all the poets, and Angela Patterson, if you're listening. No matter what the season, the sun is still the sun. This is baby. Look.
Already. Yes. She is on
good
the
evening,
mic.
Sir.
Listen.
Good evening,
please let everybody know who we're listening to tonight.
You are listening to Lil Baby Soul. I thank you all for listening in advance.
Already, Lil Baby Soul and Press One. You know I love it. I always love when you come through. And I know that you have been listening. I see you on the event page showing love. You always show love to all the poets, so I'm thankful for that. I think that's pretty dope. And certainly looking forward to what you're going to bring tonight. You have your own brand of poetry as well, and this is definitely leading to the diverse lot of poetry we've done tonight. So to have you on the mic as well, man, this is what's up. So I'm going to let you do what you came to do. I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
Thank you, sir. This piece this evening is called Soft. Nothing about me should be hard. No, not even my thoughts, unless they are of the intricacies needed for feasting upon blessed love. No longer are the innards of me brittle, battling, belittled, begging to cause a brouhaha. I've molted, dropping prickles, giving way for my inner paloma to wing. I am sassy now in the manner I found, as if born with castanets affixed to my ebony soul. Do you hear the click? I, on the click, I've always wanted membership to. The days of defense are over. I am done dancing with devils. I exchange it daily for walks with my two angels. Lifelong repair resides. So I can, for the remnant of my measure of time, be supple, be secure, be sure, be satisfied, be salvaged, be serene, be shy, be swept away yet anchored, be soft. And that's at peace. And please remember that the lights still shine.
Already. Always love you coming through the Spirit of Peace. She said, from the start, nothing about me should be hard. No, not even my thoughts, unless they are of the intricacies needed for feasting upon blessed love. Mm. No longer are the innards of me brittle, battling, belittled, begging to cause a brouhaha. Look here. Just oh, man. Love. Love your poetry. Love hearing you spit. Love your cadence, you know, definitely have been missing you, Spit, so it's a treat to be able to hear you come through tonight, and bless
Thank
us
you,
with your poetry.
Sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good night, everybody. I'll be listening back in the bushes.
You and them dago bushes, I'll never forget them.
Yes, sir. Good night, everyone.
Good night. Already, little baby soul that came through. All right, so we have somebody else that pressed one, so we have two callers left here. We have about 28 minutes left, so we will go here to 501.
What's going on with you, Keith Eric?
Man, I'm tripping.
Man,
this show
I
here.
Did something real stupid yesterday, man. I was on the poetry show. I did my piece, I'm into it, all smooth and this, that, and the other. And I'm outside doing it. Man, I feel something walk up to me, and it was low to the ground, so I tried to kick with everything I had, man. Next thing I know, I was like, I'm on the ground. It's my dog from backyard. I'm up here going off on the dog.
Can't even spit your poetry. They called your dog over to your poetry.
Damn, man. I'm jazzing out, bro. It's crazy.
Hey, your dog said, look, you can't do it without me this time. Shit. It's always leaving me out.
And
up,
I done
man.
Had my dog so crazy,
definitely.
Man. Like, I'd be going into my piece, and I'd be like, I'd be going into a character. All of a sudden, my dog started running around, man. I have to go ahead and corral the dog and do other things too, man. So I got to keep an eye on that dog in my porch, man, if I try to be a critic.
Hey, you can't be doing these old random characters around your dog, man. You know, don't recognize that
Goodbye.
Shit. I don't know you no more. Can't be doing
right.
Confusing the dog like that. You can't confuse the, you know, if you love the dog, don't confuse the dog, man. That's all I'm saying.
But you're right, but I didn't know it was my dog, so I tried to hang something to something.
Well, at least you ain't kicked the shit out your old dog, man.
If, you know what? The way it was, if his head had been, if her head had been, her neck had been a little bit longer, ooh, boy.
Well, that'd have been a whole different story, man, because you already know.
That'd be a whole different
let somebody
story.
See you kick that dog, son. That's over. Yeah, yeah. It's been your whole
be
life been over. Let somebody see you kick that dog. Already. They don't be playing about that, man. They don't play about that. About the harm
I'm
of the
animals.
I'm glad
you cleared
yeah.
that up before the people came this way.
Yes, yes, yes. We don't need the people grabbing none of our poets, man. We trying to do what we do. So, yeah. But
All right.
On the real, man, I thank you for coming through again, showing love to the show, and showing support and doing what you do, man. I know you've been listening for a while. I appreciate you being patient. Hope that you've been able to enjoy the show as well.
I have been, man. It's real easy to wait when the poets are good, man. And you've been vibing with everybody.
That's what's up. All right, so, man, I'm not going to hold you. I'm going to let you come, let you do what you came to do. I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
Appreciate you, bro. Time moves like water. Sometimes it's as still as pond, or as turbulent as the high sea. When the whirlpools of black holes inhale violently, rippling and snorting the water, distorting the waves of the water. And just like the ocean, these events are ever haunted. From our perception, the river only flows in one direction. We can acknowledge the stream, be in the stream, recall a path that has passed, but never the stream of the future past. So only in the present do we exist, as far as we can see. As we move along in the current, our bodies are soaked like fish in time, down to the subatomic particles. And these particles go about their task and duty, ever keeping a watchful eye on the rhythm of the water. When an island appears in the ocean, current pulls towards it and swells in gravitational wells, sprinkling debris to its shell. But there is a hole in the ocean. It swallows everything home. Who knows what it becomes? Who knows where it goes? See, time moves like water. Sometimes it's still as a pond, or as turbulent as the high sea. Time, water are relatively fluid.
So you keeping up on that smooth shit? That's really just where you at, okay? You
can keep it smooth. Right.
Yeah. All right, so
I'm learning.
You can hit me
I'm learning.
Back with the line. We were saying that as we move along the current, and you were talking about the fish. Like, give me that stanza back.
Yes, sir. As we move along, as we move along in the current, our bodies are soaked like fish in time, down to the subatomic particles. And these particles go about their tasks and duties, ever keeping a watchful eye on the rhythm of water.
To the subatomic particles. All right, I see you with the little nerd play. You smooth.
Yeah.
And you try to throw the nerd play off it. Okay. All right. Stretching your
chin
a little bit.
Play.
I'm not mad at you, brother.
Keep it a buckaroo banzai, man.
Already, man. Definitely appreciate you coming through, man. As always,
all
show
right,
love and show. Hope you continue to listen, man. And
I got a big announcement to make Monday, too, man.
Okay, yeah, do your thing.
Yeah, man. Holler to the minute, bro.
All right, well, I thought you was about to do it now. So you got the platform.
Oh, no.
The announcement is
I'm on the Epiphany Network. I'm on the Monday show. I'm going to make an announcement.
Oh. Oh, shit.
Yeah,
okay.
Man.
All right.
Yeah,
all right, man. We'll be looking forward to you. I plan to be at that show, man. So, yeah, we'll check it out.
Oh, so you're putting the pressure on me. I thought you were going to be there. It would have been all cool.
Nah. You know I got to come through now. Don't play.
All right, bro. Stay up.
All right, man. Peace. My brother, that's Jay on the mic doing his thing. We're going to go to the next caller here. We have two callers left. We're going to go to 682 on the mic.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good.
How are you? Everybody know who we're listening to tonight.
Oh, this is Tony B.
Already. That's what's up. So have you been able to listen to the whole show tonight?
Partially.
Okay.
I was on the call. I love it, of course, as usual.
That's what's up. Yeah, I know it's a trip how quickly this goes by. But, you know, people, I guess, would understand, you know, how long it's actually been when people are listening and trying to press when to get in. It's actually been about a 2.5-hour show at this point. So with that being said, you know, I'm always thankful for anyone who's toward the end of the show who's been able to listen to either half or all of this show, because that's still a long time. So to be patient,
yes, I was trying
and
to get
wait
off
for your turn. Yeah, so I appreciate that. Thank you for your patience, yes, and waiting your turn to get on the show. So I'm going to let you do what you came to do as well. So I'm going to press mute. Your mic is yours.
Okay. Inhale. Exhale. Slowly, deeply. Like that smooth, exotic weed. Tickle my energy with its potency. Fueling the fire. Soothing the senses. Gliding inside. Synergizing. Clenching every passing particle. Feeding the electricity. Absorbing the divine being. Relative peace. An interpretive flow throughout complex lines. Flowing. Effects of a suppressed fuel. Exhaling the intensity. Take it slow. Relax. Vapor flow. And a melodic flow. That's my piece.
So you always come through with the smooth girl six type flow. You know, I've always expected that of you when you come through with spit. But what's so dope about it is when you first came to the show and you were trying to develop your pen to see this growth and this comfortableness with how you spit your poetry now. It's really dope. Like, just to sit here and hear you spit with that confidence that you have now, that is as dope as hell. Exhale slowly, deeply, like that exotic weed, you know, feeding the intricate, absorbing the being. Exhale with intensity. Take it slow, relax. You have all these words that you're using to describe the sensual flow, but you do it effortlessly now with the way that you deliver your piece. And so, like I said, it's dope to hear that difference in how you spit now. That's what's up.
I appreciate that. Thank you. Yes, Stella got her groove back. I'm getting my groove back from years ago. So I'm getting. I'm trying to get more out of my introvert life and become just a little tad bit introvert. So I'm trying to get out there.
Hey, nothing wrong with that. Keep coming back to the show and extroverting on the mic, you know. We definitely enjoy hearing it.
Thank you.
Right. Thanks again for coming to the show, and I hope to hear you next time.
Thank you. Peace.
All right, so it looks like we got none other than the show killer on the mic. What's going on?
Yeah, what up? What's happening, brother?
What's happening, man? How you feeling? Man, I'm over here smiling, brother. This night has been epic. Like every show, brother, I'm just sitting there at the end feeling like this, man. It's dope.
Show's been crazy.
Man, I feel great.
Crazy tonight. Everybody went crazy tonight.
Yes, indeed. I mean, people pulling out their bag tonight, man.
I'm in my notebooks tonight, man.
All right. He didn't grab his notebook, people. So anybody who doesn't know who this voice is, this is Keith, the motherfucking notebook. You know, that's how I say it. The motherfucking notebook. About to do his thing. So I'm going ahead and I'm going to press mute. Mike,
I don't know what to do. I got two different pieces out.
Which one are you feeling?
I don't know. One is called I'll Be Okay. the other one is called Pull the Plug. So
the other one's called what?
Pull the Plug.
Pull the plug, dog. Yeah, do that one.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. All right. So, the mic is yours.
All right. Pull the plug and not resuscitate. I mean, what sense does it make to hold my heart hostage when the shell is already gone? Allow me to die on schedule. Just as the reverend has a schedule to keep, he can't do his job if I still have a heartbeat while I'm playing sleep, so just let it be. Besides, I was born ready. Just pull it. Because it won't be the first time I felt the excruciating pain of a bullet. Although the first one didn't pierce my heart, I'm sure it'll hurt the same. I'm sure it'll place you in pain, but the same pain will regard you eventual peace and I. Well, I'll just be resting. Let's go ahead. Bullet. Whatever you want to call it, have the big one biting the bullet. The light is the same on either side, so you might as well just pull it. I mean, just as I had no heartbeat and thought to be stillborn, I was still born, but to my avail and no surprise, I live as buzzards pray for my demise, for my carcass to dry in the heat of the sun, just to struggle and fly down to the raised thoroughbred from slim pickings. To pick my brain for the food they can't create and wasn't given, so go ahead. Pull it. I dare you. Because a little IV drip cannot compare to the never-ending spills from the ink of my quill and letters like little bullets to my pen still kill. Ignorance. Making believers out of doubt and diligence, trying to stop what I'm creating so I know you feeling it. Feel this. Feel me? There's just no pulling the plug can never kill me. It's me. I'm the only one who says what won't and will be. So will you pull the plug, please? Don't cry. My heart and my words are synonymous to poetry, which means that I never die. Let's go ahead. Pull it. Do not resuscitate. Peace.
Now, this piece right here just keeps freaking elevating, mate. I've heard lines of this before. Like, it's like you added something to this thing, man. Like, damn. This right here is crazy.
Thank you, brother.
The stanza with the heartbeat, stillborn, I was stillborn. Give me that. Give me that one more time, man.
I mean, just as I had no heartbeat and thought to be stillborn, I was stillborn, but to my avail and no surprise, I live as buzzards pray for my demise, for my carcass to dry in the heat of the sun, just to circle and fly down from raised thoroughbreds for slim pickings. To pick my brain for the food they can't create and what they're giving, so go ahead.
Damn, buzzards, pray for my existence. It's crazy, dog. Man. Right, I need that. Just send that to the inbox. I got to read that shit right there, bro. Like, let me get
I got
that.
You.
If you got it typed out, I need to read that shit. That shit's crazy. The wordplay is crazy. The delivery is crazy. Like every time you come through here, you end the show right, brother. You end the show right every time. I'm always like, that's how you motherfucking spit. Every time you get done, this is exactly how I'm feeling. That's how you motherfucking spit.
Thank you, brother. I'm humbled, man. I appreciate you allowing me to do this and get back to myself. You know what I mean?
Man, bro, like, this is what we all need, man. Every time I do this show, I hear somebody tell me something similar. I'm just grateful that you guys feel like this is the place you can do it at. You know, I just wanted to provide a space where, you know, I get to hear some dope-ass poetry and hear you guys, you know, come through. You know, without y'all, this show wouldn't be shit. That's just real talk. So I appreciate y'all for continuing to come through, man, and do what y'all do, man. Y'all make the show.
No, yeah, no doubt, man. I appreciate that, bro.
Already. All right, so with that being said, my man is officially into the show. So we're going to do like we do. We're going to end the show with a little music. And hopefully you guys have enjoyed the show, enjoyed the event page. Shouts out to Kimbrella and Taraji holding it down as always on the event page. Thank you for Sun Touch for coming through and gracing us with your presence on Host It. That was beautiful. We had our own little cipher there. We don't normally do it like that, but that's how it just organically came. And I was cool with that. I liked how that went. So, man, till next time, I'll see y'all when I see you. Peace out.
Peace, y'all.
I'm not a typical arrogant American on prescribed medicine. I'm sick as I ever been. Rolling out of the dealership in the McLaren. These rappers is Peter Pan, I'm Pan-African. Space invader blacking them. Mixing Alexander McQueen with Hater Ackerman. Real rapture in the form of a living man. I don't give a damn, not a mortal to test me. See, I don't get a dance. I'm a high priest and a wild beast. Once warrior, now chief. The mouthpiece of the foul east. And I'm a rock'em sock'em robot hop. I drop bombs any flow I got. Come at you like .coms, you should know why I'm not. For the run of the mill drill, I'm still trill. The flamethrower, the real deal. I don't coincide with the oddness, your highness. It's with a pantheon of the gods, as I promise. I know for being brutally honest. If lyricism is fairer true to you, then rewind this. I'ma kill him, but it ain't about to be with kindness. I believe the industry about to see a conquest. Changing of the mindset. Money just a concept, never been an object. Even when my mother was living up in the project. Now my rating is high than young Richard Pryor. Still speaking my mind, just in a different dialect. It takes two to make anthropology, the student and the studied. That being the case, it is time for the study to examine the student and to evaluate its own self. I've seen it all, I had it all, and I ain't mad at all. This rapper talks, gravitas like a cannonball. Staying up all night, throwing my sleep pattern off. I need a doctor on call to keep Adderall. Position of my commission is trilateral. You fucking with me, you tripping for trying that at all. I mess around, make a call, get the gat involved. I know people, it's a small world after all. My credit card say it's all world at the mall. My broad looking like she's Cinderella at the ball. Reborn every January like a Capricorn. From downtown, no Ryan Lewis and Macklemore. It's yours truly, I'm Paul Mooney, I'm George Clooney. I'm fully immersed in the craft, bringing awards to me. The bass player said he gon' sue me. I gave a finger to him, the Lord gave a round of applause to me. My soul winning, I've been gold tinning. Cold sinning, scroll pinning, nigga gone till it's no limit. The vision came to me so vivid. My observation wasn't money for the taking, I'ma go and get it. Y'all know my everyday lay no costume. I murk rappers and they can't play no possum. Another studio, but it's the same old outcome. I told my niggas fall vicious, baby, we got one. Listen. Scholarship and free dedicated artists would reveal a singularly important thing. Racism was and is not only a mark of ignorance, yeah. It was and is a monumental fraud.
All right, here we go, third take. Real quick, Ali. Got me breathing with dragons. I crack the egg in your basket, you bastard. I'm Marilyn Manson with madness. Now just imagine the magic I like to ask. Don't ask for your favorite rapper.
He dead.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Church.
He dead.
I killed him.
Amen.
Bitch. And this is rigor mortis, and it's gorgeous when you die. Ali recorded and I'm Morpheus, the matrix in my mind. I'm out the orbit, you an orphan and a hairdresser combined. I'm on the toilet when I rhyme. If he's a shit, then I decline. I climax where you begin and then I end on cloud nine. And that's important when you morph into an angel in the sky. And don't be forging all my signatures, my listeners reply. And tell me that you biting foul. You got a hell of an appetite and I'm a beer for a while. Just buckle up before the ride or knuckle up if you can fight. We always making them duffel die. A suit and tie is suitable, unusual, it's suicide. I just might investigate this fucking parasite. That's what they telling me. Aim it at your celebrity. This is studio felony. Pharaoh Gambi to many and cool enough for the 70s. Nigga, pay back the vision, bitch. You been living in debt with me. Dead, I'm all in especially. Leave a call on his mother voice. Mother say that he rest in peace. Big ol' chopper, the recipe. Wrestling, that's irrelevant. Rather rest at your residence. Whistling to the melody. Couldn't think of a better D. Better be on your P&Q. It's just me, J-Rock, stolen Q. Solar system and barbecue. Nothing else you can do. Yep, yep.
Amen.
I killed him.
Amen.
Amen. Got me breathing with dragons. I'll crack the egg in your basket, you bastard. I'm Marilyn Manson. Don't ask who your favorite rapper.
Yep,
yep.
Amen.
I know.
He did.
For sure.
Amen.
Amen. Got me breathing with dragons. I'll crack the like Vanessa. My pedigree to fly faster. How fast are we to the pastor? We all are sinners. Once you sin, it's a Bible study faster. Yo, hypocrite's reaction to blasphemy. I am fast in my casualty, and it's casually done. And telling my salary coming. Lump to 100s, don't talk to me about no money. The sun is under my feet, and I come in peace to compete. I don't run. If you rather leap, my statistics go up in weeks, and I go visit the nearest creek, and I get busy. Yo, mini MC, really ballistic. Anybody can see any assistance. Everybody that sees, I'm persistent. Freaking out, I be really too vicious. The permanent beast and the demolition. Bringing up the streets, better partition. Better dot your D, Hannibal mention. How to ball you see, putting my dick in the rep industry. Everybody bitching, getting mad at me. Recognize Kendrick in a battery. And I'm charged up in a catastrophe. It's charged up in hard death to see. Y'all fuck never could hassle me. And y'all love just found out you'll see.
He did.
Yep, yep.
Amen.
I know.
He did.
For sure.
Amen.
Amen. Got me breathing with dragons. I cracked the egg in your basket, you bastard. I'm Marilyn Manson. Don't ask for your favorite rapper.
He did.
Yep, yep.
Amen.
I know.
He did.
For sure.
Amen.
Amen.
This is Songbird, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.